Inter-Island Ferry Authority officials say it only has about four-fifths of the money it needs for the next budget year. General Manager Dennis Watson says that's because the IFA did not get an appropriation from the legislature.
Generally, in one form or another, we get some assistance from them every year. It's a very important part of our operation, but the request was not granted, and so it left us short, and we are scrambling right now to try to identify alternative funding sources.
The Hollis-based IFA ferry Stikine sails daily, year-round, except for some holidays. It's a nonprofit operation separate from the Alaska Marine Highway System. Watson, who is also mayor of Craig, says the authority looked at dropping one of its two crews and reducing service to 4 days a week. But it's locked into personnel costs it would still have to pay, and dropping sailings would lower revenue and hurt Prince of Wales communities dependent on the ferry.
We have people that actually have businesses that are built around us operating. We have a large fish receiving plant out here in Craig, and they use our service 100%. And if we don't operate 7 days a week, there are a lot of people that suffer because of it.
Watson says running the system costs about $4 million a year. Three-quarters of that comes from passenger and vehicle fares. The federal government also chips in. That leaves a three-quarter million-dollar gap, which the legislature usually fills.
We are working with the staff of the federal delegation to see if we can identify federal sources to help us with this.
Watson says raising rates won't work either. Past experience shows ridership drops when ticket prices are much higher than they are now. The Inter-Island Ferry Authority has a second ship, the Prince of Wales, which is tied up except for when the Stikine is in for maintenance. Officials have considered selling it to raise some revenue and cut docking and insurance costs, but Watson says it's needed as a backup vessel in times of emergency.
Last year, we swallowed two valves in one of our mains in our primary vessel, and by that evening, we had them swapped out, and the people that were waiting in town, we got them over to Prince of Wales, you know, and had we not had that vessel there, you know, things like that wouldn't have been able to happen.
The IFA bought that second ship to sail a northern route between Kaufman Cove, Wrangell, and Petersburg, but ridership was low and the sailings were dropped. Meanwhile, there's no threat of an immediate shutdown to the Ketchikan-Hollis route. That's because the IFA has financial reserves that can take it through early next year, but draining those would leave the system vulnerable to future shortfalls. I'm Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.